How Dictograph Was Installed in William's House. Number 2 to Trap. Colonel Thomas B. Felder. Atlanta Journal. Friday, May 23, 1913, instrument was put in by Lawrence O. Searles of the Southern Bell Telephone Company, George M. Gentry, took down the conversation in shorthand. The dictograph, through which was recorded the conversation held by agents of the city detectives with attorney Thomas B. Felder, was most ingeniously arranged and installed by Lawrence O. Searles, chief clerk of the traffic department of the Southern Bell Telephone and Telegraph Company, who is the Atlanta representative of the Dictograph Manufacturing Company. Just behind the lower portion of a dresser front board in room number 31 of Williams House No. 2 was screwed two tiny dials, the transmitters or sounders of the cunning little device. Running from these dials were two dark red wires, which were so hidden in the crevices of the dresser as to be invisible even to a suspicious person who might have made a minute investigation. The dresser was placed directly in front of a door, which connected with room number 32, and the two wires were run through the keyhole of this door. To further avoid the possibility of discovery of the instrument or its wires, the dresser was then screwed to the door frame so that it could not be pulled or moved. Inside room number 32, the wires ran through two small dry batteries of the type used for electric doorbells and were there attached to the receiver, which hung upon a hood piece exactly similar to those employed by operators of private branch telephone exchanges. Every sound in room 31 was picked up by the sensitive transmitters and delivered to the receiver in room No. 32. With the hood adjusted about his head so that a highly sensitized transmitter fitted snugly to each of his ears. George W. Gentry, a nephew of W.T. Gentry, president of the Southern Bell and Cumberland Telephone Companies, who was employed as a stenographer by the General Fire Extinguisher Company, sat at a table in room number 32 and took down in shorthand the conversation which the dictograph brought to him from room number 31. Room 32 faces on Forsyth Street, and although the windows were down, the noise from the street occasionally drowned out the dictograph, causing Mr. Gentry to lose portions of the conversation. Searles' affidavit, State of Georgia, County of Fulton. Personally appeared before a notary public in and for the above state and county, L.O. Searle, who, being duly sworn, deposes and says he is the possessor of a good first-class dictograph, and that he did, at the request of Chief of Detectives N.A. Lanford, put the said apparatus in rooms 31 and 32 of the Williams House No. 2 at 34 and 36 North Forsyth Street in the city of Atlanta Gal. And after so installing this machine, he tested it and found it to be working perfectly and that it was a good, reliable machine. L.O. Searles, sworn to and subscribed before me this 22D day of May 1913. John Corrigan, Notary Public, Fulton County, Gay.